I'm too nervous. I'm not going to lie. And I think what I've written here is it's quite a work in progress. So this is something in flux that I've tried to get down. And let's see how we go. Okay, what does Triratna mean to me? When I first began wrestling with this question, I found that almost immediately what came to my thoughts was this answer of the three jewels. The Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Simple. But I then discovered over the weeks leading up to this talk that what these three jewels means to me is always changing and also always adapting to whatever my needs or feelings may be. I also noticed that there was a sense of tree runner within me that wasn't simply defined as the three jewels and was more of a feeling or even a sensation in my heart. And this sensation, like my thoughts, was also changing and adapting, a bit like a weather system. So I've subsequently spent the last few weeks attempting to discover, and maybe define in some sense, what exactly does Triratna mean to me, and what are these three jewels to me. This Triratna and these three jewels have been in my reflections continuously, been a part of many meditations, and have created sudden sparks of insight. What I uncovered from within was quite a surprise. And it has changed, and it will continue to change, how I see myself and Triratna. So the short answer then to this question, what does Triratna mean to me, is that Triratna is a form that is always changing, vibrating and flowing inside. It's a coming into being and then a ceasing to be as it changes into something else when I concentrate on it. And this all sounded like a very familiar Buddhist-type process. A longer answer requires a little more of your time, whereby I hope to demonstrate to you my way of seeing Triratna as a symbol that you can choose to take away with you. I might have a couple of stories as well. I'm trying to work out when I can put them in there, but I'm not sure yet. I might forget them. See how it goes. So I'm going to start from where I first began my reflections, which was that what Triratna means to me are the three jewels. So firstly then I come to the Buddha, and what I'm saying here is my going for refuge to the Buddha. The Buddha is the ideal, an example of what we too can be, awakened and free. And what path we may take or the process we take to get there is completely individual. And I've realised that this means to me becoming more in touch with one's vulnerabilities, learning to love these vulnerabilities, and to continue to endeavour to embrace this challenge. This means stripping away the armour that I use to protect myself and tackling the habits or tendencies I use to uphold ideas I have of myself. Finding what I am most scared of within and choosing to take on the challenge of integrating these fears with wisdom and compassion. Nobody else can do this for me. Fundamentally, it is my awakening underneath the armour. Then I come to taking refuge in the Dharma. And these are the teachings of the Dharma from the Buddha, and like the Noble Eightfold Path and so on. And I'm continually grateful for how they have helped me since I discovered the Dharma a few years ago. But the Dharma really came to life when I saw that everything that I come into contact with was the Dharma. And my relationships with people and the world, and my relationships with my thoughts and my emotions, my own and other people's suffering, or even how the wind just flows through the trees and transmits a language beyond words. Taking refuge in the Dharma, to me, means choosing to follow the teachings of the Buddha and then use them to assist me with facing my fears and becoming the best version of myself to lead a life dedicated to the act of awakening for myself and the benefit of all beings. Taking refuge in the Sangha means that the Triratna community are my brotherhood and sisterhood of people who have chosen in one form or another to follow their own path towards awakening and facing their own fears. The Sangha is like a family to me, and I feel inspired by the people in it. On occasion, I need the support of people in it, and I enjoy the transaction of love by the people within it. So what I'm hoping to show you here is how the three jewels are a means to helping me as an individual. It is me that follows the precepts. The ethical choices I make are my own. It is my practice that I'm deepening, and me that sits in meditation. And I follow the three jewels as an individual within and alongside a community of people doing the same. Yeah, story. So what was going on when I was thinking about this was, it might be a bit strange really, is I kept watching animals. Quite fond of magpies and wagtails and squirrels. That's mostly what I see in the garden. And I just kept watching them. And I just kept thinking, just how skillful they are at doing what they do. You know, like a squirrel just goes around and he's so adept at grabbing onto the branches. Magpies sort of swoop and then they flick and then land really quickly. And it's beautiful to watch. And I couldn't help but thinking, that's so great. So then I started to think, what is it that I do as an individual? And I thought, I could paint, I can draw and stuff like that. And I thought, that's easy. But then what kept coming back to it and what inspired me with this idea was that all I've got to do is try and be the best that I can be. And it's as simple as that. I mean, it's nothing really that special. But yet, I feel it's the most special thing that one person can do in their life. So that's kind of what was going on in my head alongside these words. So, then there was this tree ratna. So we've got the three jewels and then we've got tree ratna. That wasn't just about taking refuge in the three jewels. And it was a strong feeling from within my heart. And I'm not implying here that taking refuge I spoke about before is merely about the head, because it clearly involves the entirety of oneself. It is more that taking refuge in the context of this talk was a more contemplative process using my thoughts. Triratna, on the other hand, seems a bunch of people that I feel blessed to know, conjured up words like togetherness, safety, warmth, confidence, growth, positivity, trust, love, compassion, gratitude, peace, change, and so on. And in fact, quite a lot of the words, all the words on the wall in the other room. And it's quite a lot more of a sentimental view, really. And an image that comes to mind for me for this is of a fantastic piece of coral. That's colour is made up by the 1,000 tiny organisms called polyps that live together as a whole. And we are a community, together in full colour, to exemplify a unity of being that inspire others to live well, love well, and be well. Yeah, and I've got another story for this bit. So, what was inspiring this feeling of Triratna in my heart was some time ago I had this dream. And some people know that it's not this dream I had already, I spoke about it. But I was in this dream and I was just with a group of people. And I was telling them that I had this power to be turned into a lion. And they were going, go on, do it, like, you know. And I said, no, it's not a fanciful thing. It's not something I could just do like that. It has to be called upon. So be it. Throughout the course of the dream, it was called upon. This massive lizard or alligator or something came crawling through. And I just immediately stood in my dream in front of the people and I just turned into this amazing lion. And I was like Aslan, massive. And I was shimmering kind of like a metallic, not gold, not silver, something in the middle, but shimmering. And I was covered in Sanskrit writing. And I just stood there and I roared. And it felt great, if I'm honest. Really felt great waking up because I saw that the people were my Sangha. And I was protecting them. That felt quite good, actually, if I'm honest. So that really inspires what this feeling in the heart is all about, I feel. And I feel glad to have told you that. Okay. So this is the bit that's going to be in flux. So then, with this question, what does Triratna mean to me? What I discovered was that on one side I had the three jewels. And this sense of being an individual that comes into contact with a community, a side where reflections arrived mostly through thoughts. Then on the other side, Ajaratna, and this sense of community whereby I exist as an individual that makes up a whole, a side where reflections arrived using my heart. Within my depth, though, I fundamentally knew that both sides were the same thing. And there is a flow between two that runs like a river from one to the other. They are not separate in any way, they merely represent two sides of the same coin. So at first I didn't know what to do with this knowledge. But after a little time, and it was quite a revelation to me, that what I discovered was that the three jewels, Trivatna, for me, can be seen as an understanding of the middle way. And the symbol I had flashing through me was the infinity symbol. Now I know this isn't much of an original symbol to explain a Buddhist theory, but to come across this idea by myself and not reading it in a book, or being spoken to by another person, was quite energising, to be honest, quite exciting. And to have the idea of the middle way come to life so vividly in regards to how I see the community of Trivatna, like you lot for example, felt amazing. So from there, I've come to understand that Trivatna is a place within me, a place that has a deep connection to this community, a place that is with me all the time, whether I'm hanging the washing or sat in meditation in this shrine room. But this place inside me has two distinct areas within it, and both celebrate my individuality. There's one area where I am this individual who enjoys and needs space by himself, who makes his own mistakes and learns by them in his own time, who goes on solo adventures and faces his fears, who lives how he needs to live to be himself, who learns how his practice feeds him as an individual. Then there is this other area where he practices with others, comes to the centre for Sangha works or participates in a team and feels the warmth of what being in a spiritual community is all about, togetherness, support and inspiration. Either area cannot exist without the other, and both have the missing nutrients that the other area does not have, so that I can become fully the true individual that I am. It's all about feeling the balance that suits the requirements at that time. If it's space and the solo adventure I need, then I rest in that area inside and do what I need to do. And quite often, you might find me near some water. If it's a particular method of inspiration I require, like puja or sangha nights, to support or feel supported or feel a part of something greater than myself, then I connect with the centre in one form or another and bring my individuality to that place. So, to end, what I feel in a sense that I am talking about is growth. And it feels like quite a journey to arrive at one word after all that and all those words for you guys. In the centre is this seed, which is me, the individual. And to make that seed grow, there needs to be nutrients, water and sunlight. The nutrients come from the understanding both sides of being an individual. The individual that can exist within or alongside a spiritual community and the individual standard. The water is the river that flows in between these two sides, maintaining the appropriate balance of hydration and transferring the nutrients for the seed to grow, that's in the middle. And the sunlight, well, I see it as the common goal between us all, which is to become the truest ideal of being an individual, and that is the aspiration to become enlightened. Trivatna is the earth that holds this process together, the earth in which this seed becomes a beautiful flower. Trivatna is the middle point, or I should say, the middle way, in which one can determine just what one needs at any time to assist in their growth as the individual. Thanks a lot.